The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine.
The first article is 124 Black Women in Hollywood. Sheryl Boone Isaacs, director, Sidney Poitier, New American Film School at Arizona State University. She is known for being the first African American president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Deborah Martin Chase, The Equalizer, Harriet. She is known for being the first Black woman to produce a film grossing over $100 million. Alana Mayo, President, Orion Pictures. She is known for helming the relaunch of MGM's Orion Pictures. Vanessa Morrison, President, Streaming Walt Disney Studios Motion Picture Production. She is known for overseeing film projects for Disney Plus. Kelsey Parker, Vice President, Comedy, Hulu Originals. She is known for advocating for comedy writers. Tina Perry, President, OWN TV Network and OTT Streaming. She is known for supervising the development of programming. Nina L. Shaw, founding partner, Dale Shaw Moonves, Tanaka Finkelstein, and Les Kano Bob and Dang, known for closing overall and first look deals for A-list talent. Michelle Sneed, CEO, A Few Good Women Productions. She is known for formerly overseeing creative direction of Tyler Perry Studios. Talitha Watkins, President, Color Creative Management. She is known for representing women and creatives of color in entertainment. Corin D. Williams, CEO / co-founder, Chronicle Media. She is known for producing Merry Little Christmas and Single Black Female. Lori Bartlett, Head of Talent, ICM. She is known for being the first Black woman to join the board of a major Hollywood agency. Tracy Christian, founder TCA MGMT. She is known for forming her own agency whose roster of clients includes Tisha Campbell, Mona Scott Young, and Makai Curtis. Arletta Fowler, talent agent, CAA. She is known for being named one of Business Insider's top agents for YouTube creators and influencers. Tiana Jackson, owner the Jackson Agency. She is known for being the first Black woman elected to the board of directors for the Association of Talent Agents. Andrea Nelson, partner, United Talent Agency. She is known for building clients' careers across a variety of platforms such as television, film, theater, music, branding, and publishing. Dana Sims, talent agent, CAA. She is known for brokering deals for Chris Ludacris Bridges, Pearl Thussey, Alyssa Goss, and Dean Jagger. Lindsay Wagner, Chief Diversity Officer, United Talent Agency. She is known for driving strategy for the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, including UTA's $1 million commitment to social justice causes. The next article is titled, Black Women First. When it comes to women pioneers in African American history, there are giants among us who continue to blaze new paths. It is hard to believe that in 2022, Black women are still celebrating being the quote-unquote first. We have always been, continue to be, and will forever be that girl, which means we'll continue to recognize living Black legends rocking our world. The women who show up, show out, and then leave the door open for others to walk through after them. It is an arduous job, but unfortunately, someone still has to do it. Many factors still adversely affect our ability to succeed in a variety of occupations, according to McKinsey and Company's Women in the Workplace 2021 report. Stifled leadership opportunities, workplace harassment, and subtle but lingering questions about our competence, intelligence, and skill, which are usually unrelated to our actual performance on the job. Yet, despite these obstacles, Black women continue to rise, win, and thrive. This month, we are spotlighting a few of the hidden figures who are creating Black history in real time. Women who deserve to be hailed for their contributions to aviation, sports, STEM, and beyond, and for the thousands more who are out there doing the work. We see you. We celebrate you, and we thank you, too. Cint Marshall, first Black woman CEO of an NBA team. Cint Marshall isn't new to being quote-unquote first. In fact, throughout her career, she has often blazed trails. She was one of the first Black cheerleaders in the University of California, Berkeley's history, and later became the first African American to lead the North Carolina State Chamber. So Marshall is not new to this. She's true to this. Before the NBA, she had an impressive 36-year career with AT&T, where she started as a supervisor and rose to become Senior Vice President, Human Resources, and Chief Diversity Officer. She decided to launch her own consulting firm in 2017, specializing in leadership and diversity recruitment. Her work started to receive notice, and less than a year later, she received a call from Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. When Marshall assumed her new role as CEO in 2018, there were no women or people of color on the Mavericks leadership team. Today, things are very different. Women make up 50% of the organization's leaders, with people of color comprising 47%. Every time I get appointed to a position, especially as the first, I ask the Lord two things. What is it that you would have me to do? There's clearly something that I need to get done, that I need to rally a bunch of people to get done for some purpose bigger than what is in front of me. And I also ask, who am I to touch? There's always somebody who needs to be touched in a certain way. And usually it's somebody that needs to see that people of color, Black women, can do the same things that white men can do. Marshall's leadership principles, what she calls her three L's, are straightforward. Listen, learn, and love. But as simple as they may seem, it's been the secret of her success over the course of her career. One thing I have learned is you must be present to win, shares Marshall, who didn't always realize the magic that she possessed. At one point in my career, I would try to avoid certain places, avoid certain networking opportunities, and all that. Thankfully, Marshall eventually stepped into her purpose. I realize that the world can benefit from that little black girl from 94804, she says. The next woman on the list is Melissa, quote-unquote, M-less Ward. She is the first black woman captain for a major U.S. airline carrier. Melissa Ward, a captain for United Airlines, is the first African-American woman captain in commercial passenger aviation. Ward's determination and drive were inspired by her mother, who was also a first. The first black woman to graduate from the University of Chicago Medical School. Even more impressive, Ward says, is that she did it at age 34, after she had three kids and had already been working on another career and decided she wanted to do more. Ward joined the Air Force ROTC while at the University of Southern California and joined the Air Force in 1986 after graduation, becoming an instructor pilot for the C-141 aircraft. She garnered accolades, but wasn't concerned about where she stood in comparison to her colleagues. It's not the thing you think about when you're going to pilot training, she says. You are more worried about, am I going to know everything I'm supposed to know about flying this airplane today? That's all you care about, because that's what's critical. And so you don't think about how you are viewed until it confronts you. And then you are like, wow, this is unusual. In November 1992, when she joined United Airlines in Chicago, the company was one of few making it their mission to diversify from the top down. United has created opportunities for people who may not have had the financial means or the opportunity to apply to some programs because of racial or gender bias, she says. It's really been exciting to be part of the team that's launching the Aviate program, where we take people from zero to hero and make them pilots and give them the chance to work with some of our regional partners. Ward herself rose through the ranks to become captain. If someone tried to tell me you only got that because you're a black woman pilot, she says, I'd respond, well, that might be true, but I'm also the most qualified. The next person is Marion Croke, one of the first two black women to be inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Were you able to work at home these past 2 years by using Zoom or another video conferencing platform? Well, you have a black woman to thank for that. Prolific inventor Marion Croke, Ph.D., was honored by the National Inventors Hall of Fame last year for her work in advancing VOIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol, technology, which powers the online calls and video chats that have helped businesses and families stay connected through the pandemic. The technology is essential for remote work. Most of my work and most of my inventions were to ensure that voice over IP could scale, she says, meaning that it could support billions of calls a day and that the quality of those calls would be just as resilient as a network that was not IP, and it was finely tuned to carry voice communications. Croak's induction marked the first year in the National Inventors Hall of Fame's nearly 50-year history that a black woman was honored, and this time there were two. Ophthalmologist Patricia Bath was inducted posthumously for her advance in laser technology used for cataract surgery. But though one of the first, Croak doesn't expect to be the last. I'm very humbled by the award, and I hope that it encourages people who are just like me, she says. I am the same as most people who follow where their creativity and passions lead them. Currently a VP at Google, the inventor proposed a research center devoted to responsible artificial intelligence and human-centered technologies, which she helped to get off the ground and now leads. With more than 200 patents to her name, Croak was also honored in 2020 by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. We doubt this is the last time we'll see her accomplishments lauded or her inventions used to improve our lives. Cyan Proctor, first black woman to pilot a spacecraft. As the first black woman to pilot a spacecraft, Cyan Proctor, PhD, is taking hashtag Black Girl Magic to new heights. She made history in September 2021 as a member of the first all-civilian orbital spaceflight, SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission. The first African-American woman to assume this piloting role, Proctor was announced as an Inspiration 4 crew member earlier that year after being selected as the winner of an independently judged online competition that attracted hundreds of entries. Now the 52-year-old geoscientist, community college professor, and artist is inspiring black women and girls everywhere to take up space, not just in this world, but also in outer space. When I was a kid, there weren't a lot of role models in the space industry, says Proctor. When you look at the history of black women in space, there have only been three black women who have gone to space in the United States. Of those three, only one has gone multiple times. I feel like we have been ignored to some extent in the space sector. I think a big part of that is because representation matters. We need to see more women of color in space doing science, technology, and mathematics, but in a very visible way. I am hoping with the Inspiration 4 mission, I will be able to inspire women of color around the world to think of pursuing a career in space exploration. Her inspiration came at a young age. Proctor's dad helped guide the Apollo missions in orbit from NASA's tracking station on Guam, earning him a thank you from Neil Armstrong. Like Armstrong, Proctor wanted to be an astronaut, a dream she worked her entire career to achieve. In addition to her PhD, she earned a pilot's license and scuba certification, skills common among astronaut candidates, before taking a giant leap for womankind everywhere. Back in 2009, Proctor moved toward achieving her space travel goal when she officially applied for NASA's astronaut program. Though she wasn't invited to join, she was a finalist among the 47 applicants selected from 3,500 submissions, which inspired her to stay the course. Proctor spent the next decade as a professor teaching geology, sustainability, and planetary science at a community college in Phoenix, proving that patience and perseverance will propel you to greater heights than you might ever imagine. The next article is titled 124 Black Women in Hollywood. Vanessa Anderson, founder and president, AMPR Group. She is known for launching a PR firm with A-list clientele in music, TV, film, and the arts. Shantae Bacon, founder and CEO, 135th Street Agency. Shantae is known for experiential marketing campaigns targeting multicultural youth. Ashley Nicole Black, writer, producer. She is known for writing and acting in a Black lady sketch show and serving as a writer and producer on the second season of Ted Lasso. Ruth E. Carter, costume designer. Ruth E. Carter is known for being the first African American to win an Academy Award for Best Costume Design. Michelle R. Cole, costume designer. Michelle R. Cole is known for receiving 8 Emmy nominations for costume design over the span of her 30-year career. Shannon Barr, CEO and owner of Strategic Public Relations. She is known for representing clients in TV, film, music, and corporate entertainment. Jackie Bazon, founder and CEO, Bazon PR and Bazon ED. Jackie is known for elevating the artistry and awareness of underrepresented talent across film, TV, and theater. Leah Daniels Butler, casting director. Leah Daniels Butler is known for casting such projects as All American, Empire, The Perfect Find, and On the Come Up. Miss Janice, writer. Miss Janice is known for her play Old White Sugar Daddy. It's currently being developed into a series with Lena Waithe Hillman Grad Productions. Stacy R. Collins Jackson, founder and CEO, The Collins Jackson Agency, and owner, The Collins Jackson Agency. She is known for running unit publicity on films such as Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and The Mothership. Collins Jackson also reps top-tier producers. Meredith O'Sullivan, co-founder and co-CEO, The Lead Company. She is known for a roster of A-list award-winning talent. Sonia Ed Williams, founder, Sis Strategies and PR. She is known for multicultural marketing expertise on films such as Black Panther and Coming to America. Mia Neal, hairstylist. Mia Neal is known for becoming the first Black woman to win an Academy Award for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, along with Jameika Wilson. They won for their collective work on Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, starring Viola Davis. Stacy, she is a writer. She is known for being tapped to write Marvel's Blade. Marcy Rogers, costume designer. Marcy Rogers is known for earning a Costume Designers Guild Award nomination for excellence in period film for BlacKkKlansman. Jameika Wilson, hairstylist. Jameika Wilson is known for becoming one of the first black women, along with Mia Neal, to take home an Academy Award for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. Cassandra Butcher, Chief Marketing Officer, Braun Media Corp, and Co-Director, Braun Life. Cassandra Butcher is known for social and digital strategy for motion pictures. Johanna, Head of Global Communications, Studios, and Networks Group, Warner Media. Johanna is known for leading campaigns for Dune, King Richard, and The Gilded Age. Sharday Jenkins, Manager, Multicultural Publicity, Netflix. Sharday Jenkins is known for campaigns for True Story and Malcolm and Marie. Rita Cooper Lee, Head of Communications and Publicity, Apple Worldwide Video and Apple TV Plus. Rita Cooper Lee is known for leading communications across film, TV, publicity, and talent relations. Yukonwa Ojo, Global Chief Marketing Officer at Prime Video and Amazon Studios. She is known for leading global brand and originals marketing. Tara Potts, Executive Vice President, Worldwide Marketing, Warner Brothers Pictures. She is known for campaigns for Crazy Rich Asians and Judas and the Black Messiah. Daniela Robinson Asfaw, Senior Vice President, Field and Targeted Publicity at United Artists Releasing. She is known for promotional campaigns for Respect and No Time to Die. Kristen Robinson, Senior Vice President of Communications, MRC Entertainment. She is known for overseeing external communications across TV and film. She earned her chops working with Shonda Rhimes, Shonda Land, and OWN TV. Shantavia Ross, Marketing and Communications Director, The Market. She is known for national campaigns for megawatt talent vehicles such as A Journal for Jordan and King Richard.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.